Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron. This song reminds me of ugly Christmas sweaters and Carrie Pomeroli. Ladies and gentlemen, she's back on our Christmas special. What a thrill, what a treat. She's a comedian, she's an actor, she's an author. That's right, folks, it's time for our monthly visit with our favorite Hollywood correspondent, CarriePalm.com, Carrie Pomeroli. Hello, darling.
Drew, I have a question for you.
I have a question for you. Yes, yes.
Do you celebrate Christmas in Canada?
Really?
Oh.
What is wrong with you?
Every time I laugh. Every time it gets me. I love it. It's so funny. I crack myself up.
Speaking of cracking yourself up, how's your ankle?
I know.
Burn.
Okay, so this is bad, you guys. I sprained my ankle, and I don't know. I want a question for Drew. Have you ever found that you've gotten to the place when you call your friends and all you talk about is your body parts that aren't working?
Yeah.
Like, I've turned into my mother and my friends and I just...
Wait, hold on. Why was this a question for me in particular?
Because you're old. I think your young buck cohorts won't get it. I think the young ones in your studio...
This interview has turned abusive.
They understand us. Drew, I'm old too. Like, why don't we just own it? Like, let's just sit back. I sprained my ankle, and they gave me a Rascal scooter at my gig. And I think that there are perks to getting older. Like, I want a Rascal scooter. For those of you that don't know what it is, it's a scooter, and it has two speeds, rabbit or turtle. Because apparently when you're old, you can't read numbers. So you just get to putz around on this scooter, and everybody gets out of your way. Doesn't that sound delightful, Drew? You'd never have to walk again.
As soon as I am relegated to a scooter or golf cart and that sort of thing is the day I buy my first paintball gun.
Drew, I would be with you. I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah.
I think we need to embrace it. I want to get assisted living. I am very close to being of age where I could move into an assisted living community.
Yep.
And I could get Taco Tuesday.
Yep.
I'm telling you, Drew, there's a lot of perks.
You could start doing mattress commercials with Gordy Tapp, you know, Craftmatic beds.
I don't even... You know what? I own a Craftmatic bed. Now you're getting a little too personal.
Oh, wow. Now it's personal. Okay.
You know I have a Craftmatic adjustable bed.
Well.
I was going to save my marriage because it came in two parts, and then Ron had it in his room, and I had it in my room.
That's not the way it's supposed to work. That's not the way it's supposed to work. No. Yeah. Hey, I hear you ran into Toby Mac.
Is he okay?
I ran into Toby from This Is Us, who's kind of less impressive than Toby Mac. But if you watch This Is Us, I've been now in close proximity with Mila Ventimiglia and Toby from This Is Us. I feel like I'm going to be on that show at any moment.
Well, I don't even know what the show is. This is Us?
You don't know. It's the most popular show ever on NBC. Come on.
Oh, it's on the
TV. One show on TV.
It's on the TV. I don't have the TV.
It's on the television, and it's like the best show ever, and I feel like I'm going to be on it. I mean, I don't really know how it's going to happen.
You know what? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Carrie. Carrie, let's be honest. The only way you're getting on a show that big is if one of your kids gets on there first, you know?
You know what? You're not lying about that.
Because I hear they can do some good Christmas song singing. Are they good Christmas song singers?
They are. They're pretty solid. We went to see Santa, and this is what happened. They played a Christmas song, and I kind of, like, did a little jig, and my 11-year-old is now too cool for me. And she looks at me and goes, "Mother, stop embarrassing me." And I looked at her, and I go, "Honey, you're 11. Buckle up, okay? So you don't even know. Yep. You don't even know. You just unleashed the beast, okay? I went into my full kick line, you guys. I did, like, jazz hands. I mean, like, I'm like, don't even mess with me. And then I said, "Do you want to go sit on Santa's lap?" And you know what she said? "Why should I go sit on that fat stranger's lap who probably has diabetes?"
Wow.
Wow. That could have been me.
And I told that at, Drew, I told that at a comedy show, and my audience had the same reaction. It was not laughter. They were, like, horrified, and I didn't know how to come back from that joke.
Wow.
Like, they were not feeling me. And that's my life, you guys.
Yeah.
This is my life, my kid's mouth. And then my other one is so cute. She sat on Santa's lap, and she's like, "It's Jesus' birthday." I'm like, "That's why you have two kids, because you play the odds."
Yeah.
And I saw her singing, really doing the funky actions at, like, a choir thing.
Who was? Ruby?
Yeah, the Rubes.
The Rube Meister was singing and doing actions?
My two front teeth. If you would ever check my Facebook, Drew, like my real friends.
Thanks. Like me.
I don't check anyone's Facebook.
We're best friends on Facebook.
Woo-hoo!
How's
Cal? I do have another question, though.
Yes?
For both of you.
Yes.
Do you think it's okay if I rewrap my kids' Christmas presents from last year and put them under the tree? Because they won't know. I guarantee you they won't know.
No.
Have you ever thought about it?
Oh, thought about it. How about done it many years in a row? How about the fact that recently there was some moving of houses in my life, and so not too long ago, we just took stuff from the basement and just gave it to them.
I can give you a worse one.
For Christmas, yeah.
Total re-gifting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's wrong with you?
I can give you a worse one that'll make you feel better about this.
Okay.
My
anything that you could say that'll make me feel better, I'm all about.
My wife's father, biological father, after the divorce happened, the kids were all living there, and so what he did for Christmas is he went through, like, this year's catalog, cut out pictures of things that he already bought them that year, and gave it to them in a Christmas card and said, "Merry Christmas."
Oh, my gosh.
I don't understand.
That is
things he bought them through the year.
He didn't buy them a present, Drew. Yeah.
He just cut out pictures and said, "That was your Christmas. You already got it."
Oh, you already got it.
Yeah.
I was expecting a bigger story. What?
That's a pretty nasty story.
What about parents that do ghetto Christmas shopping at, like, the discount bin? And I used to get My Little Pony with three legs, you guys. Like, it was
My Little Pony.
What was the pony's name? Eileen?
Special. I'm like, whatever, special.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't care who you are right there. What is your, have you ever gone caroling, Carrie Pomeroli?
It's in your name.
I mean, not on purpose, just to, like, embarrass my kids. Do you go caroling?
No, but I was thinking about that. Someone said to me the other day, no one goes caroling anymore. No one does that. I remember going caroling on a horse-drawn wagon up in the mountains in California during the wintertime, singing Christmas songs to people in the bush. Yeah.
Were you trying to impress a girl at the time?
I totally was. Exactly. That's exactly what. Because it was like 48 degrees below zero.
The only reason you would do it. That's the only reason a straight guy would go caroling in the carriage.
The only reason. On the hook there. Oh, man. You kill me. You know what? Can I just say that the chicks in this room, I'm sorry, the females in this room, the millennials, they really like you. They like when you're on the show. They actually laugh at your stuff.
Oh. Are you joking? Oh,
no.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so special because if millennials like you, then they're going to run the world someday. And we got to be nice to them. We got to stop making fun of millennials, okay?
I understand. I understand completely.
They're gonna control our Social Security and our assisted living, Drew. Like, they're going to be the ones giving us. But you know what I figured out, Drew? This is what they can't do and we can. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This is so big.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, ready. Yeah.
We can write in cursive. And they don't know how to read cursive because they were never taught cursive. So we can write each other secret letters and they won't know what we're saying.
This is on a faith-based radio station. We're not allowed to cursive.
Oh, you're not even funny.
That's like dad joke 101 right there. Right, kids?
Yes.
I just dropped a big bomb on you of knowledge and you followed it up with a pun? Are you joking?
Oh, man. Carrie, do you remember the first Christmas after you got divorced?
It's
a little blurry.
My ex-husband's at my house like 7 days a week stringing my Christmas lights, so it's kind of dysfunctional.
So you are stringing him along.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I am saying. I think ex-husbands who owe me, like, if they have guilt, I have worked that guilt for the last 5 years. I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
He takes out my garbage, but are you good? How is your Christmas going to be this year?
Oh, it's good. I'm living with my daughter, and we're celebrating Christmas together. Yeah.
You tell her she's the one you love most, like
she's the one that I love.
That, and then come, tell on,
come on,
that.
Come on, come on. Who? Yeah. Now Christmas. I'm over Christmas. I used to be a big poo-pooer when it came to Christmas time.
I still am.
I'm not saying that I use the squatty potty a lot. What I'm saying is I had a bad attitude around Christmas, and now I'm just more lackadaisical. Around Christmas, I'm more like whatevs.
Laxative.
I'm more.
A lot of cursing around Christmas.
Do you like
what?
Do you guys do like food like ham and turkey, or do you have like Canadian bacon, or like what do you eat on Christmas?
Pop-Tarts.
That's
and maple
shit.
Syrup.
Last year for Christmas, I had the year before, Fruit Loops.
Nice.
For Christmas dinner.
I believe you. I know that you're not lying. People listening to the show think you're like a cereal and adorable, and I know you well enough to know that that's true.
Yep, it's true. Fruit Loops. People felt sorry for me afterwards. I shouldn't have done that. But then that was back when I was using the whole victim thing to my advantage. Now I'm catching myself.
Are you not doing that anymore? Are you just like doing it for like...
He's got Lucky Charms this year.
Hey, Tucker, hold on. Tucker just decided to leave the room in some weird fashion. My dog just... Oh, he had to scratch. Sorry, there wasn't enough room in the studio to scratch. Sorry. Hey, listen, Carrie Pomeroli, what I want to say to you is that you and I have been together for a very long time.
Yeah.
And I want to...
True, we've outlasted a lot of other people in our lives, haven't we? And you and I are still together.
Stop it.
No, Drew and I have the best relationship ever. We talk once a month. It's like amazing.
It really is. It really is a good thing.
Yeah, because everyone.
Anyway, never mind. Carrie, I love you. I care about you. Merry freaking Christmas to you and to your kids and even to your ex.
Canadian.
Yes.
Yes. Love you all.
Okay. Bye, Carrie. Bye-bye now. Bye. CarriePalm.com. That is the website you want to go to. She's a fun girl, crazy girl. We've had some of our best hilarity moments with Carrie on the show, don't you know?